This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Polling parties are being sent to their respective areas for the first phase of polling in Jharkhand. Over 200 companies of security forces have been deployed in respective areas to ensure trouble-free polls. Overall, 683 candidates, including 73 women, are in the fray. More than 1 crore 37 lakh voters will decide the political fortune of these candidates. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders are scheduled to address rallies in various districts of the state. Mr. Modi will be addressing election rallies in Chimur, in Chandrapur, Solapur and Pune today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address two public meetings in Mumbai. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Chikhli of Buldhana district and in Gondia in support of MVA candidates. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will campaign in favour of MVA candidates in Nashik and Ahmednagar. President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. On the first day of her tour, the President will visit the aviary at Jampur, Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. During her visit, the President will interact with the students and faculty of various educational institutions. The government has extended the tenure of Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri till the 14th of July 2026. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the extension. Mr. Misri assumed the charge as Foreign Secretary on 15th of July this year. A career diplomat from the 1989 batch of the Indian Foreign Service, Ambassador Misri has served in various capacities at the Ministry of External Affairs, in the Prime Minister's office and in various Indian missions abroad in Europe, Africa, Asia and North America. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Mughal Road connecting South Kashmir with Rajouri and Pooch districts of Pir Panjal region and Bandipora-Gurez roads have been temporarily closed for vehicular traffic following fresh snowfall in the higher areas. Traffic Department official told AIR that Sonmarg-Kargil National Highway has also been closed due to fresh snowfall in Sonmarg yesterday. However, Srinagar-Jammu National Highway remained open from both sides. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema today. Rainfall in these areas will continue till the 15th of this month. Squally weather is expected in many parts of the southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining areas of West Central Bay of Bengal along and off the coasts of Sri Lanka and Tamil Nadu today. The IMD advised fishermen not to venture into these regions. In Mauritius, opposition leader Naveen Ram Gulam is all set to become Prime Minister for the third term. Though final results are yet to be officially announced, but Ram Gulam-led Alliance of Change coalition is heading towards massive victory in the parliamentary polls. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam on his historic electoral victory in Mauritius. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India will take on three-time winner South Korea at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. Yesterday, India defeated Malaysia with a clean score of 4-0 in their opening match. In chess, GM Arvind Chithambaram clinched the Chennai Grandmasters title after an intense final against American GM Levon Aronian. Meanwhile, Grandmaster V. Pranav remained unbeaten throughout the tournament to claim the Challengers title. India's top badminton stars PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will return to BWF Tour action at the Japan Masters Superfinal starting today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.